Hi again, everyone. This is Arnie Jackson at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada. This report, a presentation of CAE Safety Consultants.
CAE Safety Consultants, providing customized driver training solutions for your fleet drivers. CAE Safety offers new hire evaluations, remedial coaching, and classroom seminars. CAE Safety, focusing on the specific challenges facing your drivers, with training provided at your field location. Online and blended learning options are also available, including the 3 demerit defensive driving course. For more information, call CAE Safety at 1-888-220-2379.
Saturday night was bounce-back time for the 2016 World Saddle Bronc Champion Zeke Thurston. After a disappointing second go-round on Friday night, the reigning Canadian champion from Big Valley, Alberta, got tapped off on the Calgary Stampede Shadow Warrior for a good-looking 89.5-point score. It was timely for the Canadian Rough Stock Specialist as he finished second on night three and another $20,730 in NFR winnings. The round went to Deer Lodge Montana's Chase Brooks when he covered the Outlaw Buckers' Lunatic Party for an impressive 90-point score. Right behind Thurston was an up-and-coming Canadian saddle bronc rider, Dawson Hay, the Wildwood Alberta Cowboy, placing third in the round with his 88.5-point score. That's an OBC's Jake Watson also finishing in the money on a Saturday night as he rode Frontier Rodeo's Delta Force for an 87-point score. Good for a share of fifth-place money on the evening. In the bareback riding, both Oren Larson from Inglis, Manitoba, and Clint Lay out of Cadogan, Alberta, finishing out of the money. Larson posted a 75-point ride, while Lay was close behind with a 71. Night 3's best bareback ride was turned in by Tanner Oz from Granite Falls, Minnesota. A whopping 90-point score aboard a full bag each from the Frontier Rodeo string. Only 3 qualified rides in the rugged bull riding action again. This with the top score going to Louisiana's Kobe Bradley. He had an exciting 92-point ride. In the timed events action, Provost Alberta steer wrestling star Scott Gunthner finishing out of the money with his bulldogging run of a 7-4. Quickest in that round was Hunter Cure from Holiday, Texas. He stopped the clock at a 3-8. No Canadians in calf roping, where world champion Tuff Cooper out of Decatur, Texas, made it look very easy with a sizzling go-round run of a 6-9. His first go-round victory, by the way, since 2015's NFR Championships. Quickest in the ladies' barrel racing event was Amberly Moore, as Salem, Oregon cowgirl ran the cloverleaf pattern in just 13.62 seconds, and best time in the team roping action, a 3-7. That was a credit to a couple of Texas team ropers, Tyler Wade and Cole Davison, with a good-looking time of the 3-7. Action continuing with round 4 tonight here at the Thomas and Mack Arena on the campus of UNLV. For CAE Safety Consultants, I'm Arnie Jackson at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada.